19 minutes before 6 o'clock, you're listening to Shift on CBC Radio 1. Well, today's feature, Made in New Brunswick entrepreneur, has one of those success stories that just makes you think, what a great idea. Why didn't someone think of this before? Kara Hashi's company, Go-Go Gymnastics, moves phys ed equipment and programs around the province to areas where the children otherwise wouldn't have either the equipment or the opportunity. The company's been growing by leaps and bounds since Hashi and her partner won a $20,000 New Brunswick Innovation Foundation Student Entrepreneur Award 4 years ago. Janice McPherson is our guide to what's made in New Brunswick and joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Paul.
So tell us a bit about the woman behind this company.
Well, Kara's a real go-getter. I think she started early on. She was very heavily involved in business-type activities in high school. She went through junior achievement and was also involved with the Duke of Edinburgh programs, which is really more personal achievement type of programs. She's young, she's outgoing, she's vivacious, and she's extremely driven. When I see her, I've known her for a couple of years now, when I see her in a room, it makes me smile to see her, and just because she has such a positive energy.
So she proved she was an achiever early on.
She
normally
did.
Normally something like that sticks with you. I think so. So what got her thinking about this idea for a business, Go-Go Gymnastics?
Well, I think maybe it's because of all that energy she has. She has a passion for physical education as well. And, she, being an entrepreneur, she wants to take that passion into her life. And she was really trying to find a way, I guess, to do her part to solve the obesity problem here in the province.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the national average is 26% are children ages 2 to 17 that are considered overweight or obese. New Brunswick's ranked the second highest with 34% of our kids in that range.
So she knows she has a market for gymnastics.
Well, she knows she has a market.
Sadly.
And it's, how do you go about improve the stats here in the province?
Sure.
And how do you make fitness more fun?
Well, describe exactly what it is that she moves from place to place.
Well, this is what's really interesting. I mean, she takes her equipment mainly to schools. So she's bringing the equipment to where the kids are. The equipment that she does, the programs she runs are all for elementary school-based children. So what she does, basically, she does school enrichment classes. She runs after-school programs. She runs weekly recreational programs on the weekends. She does corporate events, special events, birthdays, that kind of thing. And with that, she, because they have mobility in mind was the key, they had to create equipment or make it so that the equipment would fit perfectly and work for them with mobility as the number one issue to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has trucks with 24-foot long trailers, and they're filled with everything you need to create a state-of-the-art gym. And that's the bars, the rings, the vaults, balance beams, tumbling floors, obstacles, you name it. And
Wow. They
have it set up so well that with this 24-foot trailer, they can set it up or take it down within 40 minutes.
Isn't that something? And
yeah,
she goes to
cool.
schools that don't have gymnasiums, or even if they do gyms, they don't have the equipment.
Exactly. It's mostly they don't have the equipment.
Okay.
And it's creating an opportunity for, I guess it's facilitating this physical education in the after-school format as well, which has been a big, big thing with after-school programs.
What kind of feedback is she getting?
She's getting really positive feedback. She has won numerous awards in the last 4 years since she's been in business. She's been asked to speak and talk about what she has done, in a few public speaking environments. She's still involved with JA and she sits on the board of that now. She expanded last year to the Kennebecasis Valley here in southern New Brunswick. And, that was a big thing. But she tested it last summer, and she just tested it with 2-week-long camps, and those camps were sold out within a week.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
How does a school or a community group become connected with her? I mean, is it something through the Department of Education or what?
She works heavily with the Department of Education. She's in there. She meets with them regularly. She actually goes and she physically meets with the school districts and as well as the principal. She goes to the individual schools. I know when she came to the Kennebecasis Valley, she was visiting most of the elementary schools to let them know about the programs that she was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she herself is fully involved in talking to the districts and making sure that they understand what her programs are.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if people are looking at it, it's just gogogym.com to find out all the different programs that they offer.
And her business, has it changed since the startup too terribly much?
I'd say yeah. With this mobile gymnastics, it's pretty capital intensive. So, you know, she had to make a really big investment early on with not knowing if she's going to have any sales or any success. I mean, it's probably about $200,000 to, you know, do the build out of this trailer and all the equipment and then the marketing on top of that to do that. So every time she wants to expand, she's got to kind of jump in full barrel. It's not like she can go and expand and add a balance beam. She has to expand and build a whole new trailer system and go to a new city. So from 4 years ago, she had the one trailer in Fredericton, and now she has three trailers. She's expanded this year to the Kennebecasis Valley. In August, she's expanding to Moncton, so she's going to start offering the same programs in that area. She started with a very small team of certified coaches, and now she's at a team of 50 staff and growing.
50 staff.
And a lot of part-time, a lot of students.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty neat to see.
That's incredible in that short amount of time.
Well, it just shows, I think, how positive and how accepted this program is and how keen people are to get their kids involved.
What kind of hints do you get about what she's thinking about in the future?
Well, I know, like, the Moncton thing is big. She recently just started a new company, and it's more focused on, it's blending the physical education and enrichment with regard to literacy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's starting that. She's doing a pilot project in Fredericton, I think, with four different schools where they're going to kind of amalgamate the two. So they're going to be training the kids after school with regard to their literacy skills as well as getting the physical education in. It's called Gym Richmond. So that's a big expansion for them. I'm hoping that we'll get to see Kara and Go-Go Gymnastics. It's a great name and it's a great concept, and I'd like to see her, you know, maybe franchise this someday.
It sounds it's a natural, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
Boy. Thanks so much for telling us about her.
Oh, no problem. Have a great week.
Janice McPherson's our guide to what's made in New Brunswick. She joins us every Monday at this time to talk about New Brunswick entrepreneurs. McPherson is an entrepreneur and the program manager of the Wallace McCain Institute for Business Leadership at UNB in Fredericton.